بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We commence the study of the first few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while speaking of the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next ayah, He has described the muttaqeen by three different qualities. The first quality, the first attribute of the muttaqeen, what do I need? The very first prerequisite condition and attribute in order to be amongst the muttaqeen, Allah says, الَّذِينَ المُتَّقِينَ. Who are the muttaqeen? Allah says, الَّذِينَ, those who يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Now we translate يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, we translate it as those who believe in the unseen. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So there are two Arabic terms that we will study this evening that are mentioned in this ayah, and that is iman. What does iman really mean? And number two, ghayb. So they have iman in the ghayb. The Arabic word iman, it signifies accepting with complete certitude. To accept something with complete certitude, that the statement that was made, whatever statement was made, to accept that statement with complete certitude by someone out of your total trust and confidence in that person. You have so much trust and confidence in the word of Allah, so much trust and confidence in the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no matter what any other science might tell you regarding what is said by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not even doubt. Let alone verbalize an objection, you will not even harbor a doubt regarding what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. Let's take for example the aspect of Mi'raj. Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Mi'raj in the Quran. Allah speaks of the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Isra. Right? It's mentioned in the Quran, scientifically impossible. A non-Muslim scientist, what would he tell you? He says it's impossible for a man to have undertaken a journey of this type, let alone journeying, let alone traveling from Baytul Maqdis to the seventh heaven to where meet Allah. He'll tell you it was impossible for him to travel from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Now, scientifically impossible, but you will not even doubt the aspect related to al-Isra al-Mi'raj. Why? Allah said it. My iman, the demand of iman is what? That I will accept what Allah said with certitude. I will accept it without even entertaining any doubt about it. Let's look at the aspect of shaqqa sadr. Authentic narrations speak of the splitting of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on four separate occasions. His chest was split apart. His heart was physically removed. Medically impossible. Any doctor will tell you that is impossible. It is impossible to carry out such a procedure. But I have iman. Iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. It has been proven through authentic narrations. Allah has said in the Quran, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did we not split open your chest? Iman demands that without a shadow of doubt, I will accept it with certitude. That is the demand of iman. Now today, brothers and sisters, many of the youngsters, their iman is being challenged. Really, let alone the other attributes that are mentioned about the muttaqeen. Today there is a direct onslaught and attack against the iman of the believers. You will find that they are exposed to certain sciences, certain secular subjects that directly attack and directly oppose the concept of the existence of Allah. And that is why it's of utmost importance that we are very meticulous and particular when it comes to enrolling our children into certain institutes, enrolling them into certain programs, and monitoring the types of programs that they are exposed to. Because really there are youngsters today who are actually questioning the existence of Allah. Allah says, number one, al-Iman. The first quality, first attribute of the muttaqeen is to have Iman. Accept what Allah has said about Jannah, about Jahannam, about the life after death. Whether scientifically or any other wise, it seems impossible. Allah said it. Iman demands are accepted with full certitude without even harboring the slightest doubt about what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So that's the first thing. They have Iman. This type of Iman, this level of certitude, what do they have this Iman in? And look, Iman signifies faith and certitude, not mere knowledge. Iman is not knowledge, having knowledge about something. Shaitan has knowledge about Jannah. Shaitan was in Jannah. Shaitan has knowledge about Jahannam. Shaitan has more knowledge than you and I. He had perhaps more knowledge than some of the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in. He saw the unseen, the world of the unseen. But he had knowledge without belief. So having knowledge is not sufficient. It's Iman. Not ilm bil ghayb. Allah did not say they have ya'lamuna bil ghayb, yu'minuna bil ghayb. They have Iman in ghayb, and we have explained the term Iman. What does al ghayb mean? Al ghayb, things which are not known to us in an evident manner. That is al ghayb. Things that are not known to us in an evident manner. The Quran uses this word to indicate all those things which we cannot know through the five senses or through reason. Whatever you cannot perceive through the five senses, whatever you cannot understand by applying your mind and by applying your intellect and by applying your reason, whatever you can't perceive through the five senses and through reason, that is al-ghayb. That is al-ghayb. Ghayb, that is hidden from you. It is beyond your knowledge. It is beyond your intellect. We have limited intellect. We have limited knowledge. Anything beyond that, that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of, that is al-ghayb. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.